Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today Sports SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your interchangeable hosts, and happy to be back with you another week. We're about, at the time of recording, it's about halfway through the playoffs. Saturday's games have completed. Kansas City Chiefs move on, and the Los Angeles Rams are moving on. So that's good. Looking forward to an exciting day of football today. Should be some good games. Our division rival Patriots are playing the Chargers. And, yeah, should be good. Go Chargers right now. Go Chargers. All right, it was actually a pretty light week in news as far as the Bills team was concerned. Literally minutes after I completed recording last week and before the upload, it was announced that the Bills signed wide receiver Duke Williams to a contract. And this was interesting. He is a CFL star, which I thought was pretty good. He had crazy receptions. 88 catches for 1,579 yards with 11 touchdowns and 18 games played. So this is an interesting move for the Bills, but I think it's a good start to this offseason, signing a proven veteran. Yes, while CFL is more pass crazy, they're more pass happy, I guess is the term for it. So to get a guy like that is a really good start. Could be something special with Josh Allen, with that connection with Josh Allen. We do not know yet, but those are the kind of moves. Those like hidden gems, I guess you would want to call it. Those hidden gems. And so I'm very interested in that. The main thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today, really, is the stadium talk. This past week, the Buffalo Bills sent out a stadium survey. And if you know me on a personal level, one of my life goals is to experience an NFL game at every team's home stadium. And right now I have only two. I have only two down. I still got a bunch to go. But the older I get, the better the opportunities are to go see stuff like that. So I've experienced games at New Era Field, obviously being a local, as well as Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. And the stadium experience is important to me because when you go to a stadium, it's got to be different. It's got to be a unique experience, and it's got to be a comfortable experience as well. There are night and day differences between Lucas Oil and New Era Field. I can start off with that conversation a bit. Lucas Oil is obviously an indoor stadium with a retractable roof, allowing like comfortable weather conditions and stuff, and it's very fitting for Indianapolis culture. It is very comfortable there, and it's incredibly clean and well done. While here at New Era Field, it's, as we all know, it's open air. It's dirty. It just feels like a Buffalo stadium. I don't know how to describe it, but every time I see New Era Field, it just feels like Buffalo. I went to the Indianapolis one for the Tennessee Titans game, and it was a throttling, super lax. It was kind of cool seeing Colts fans not harassing the Titans fans on that end, but you know, with the Bills stadium, it was it's nice. I've been there multiple times over the years. One of my favorite moments was being a part of that snow game last year against Indianapolis, and you can't have that with a dome stadium, is what I'm trying to say. That game was special to me, and there's been a lot of crazy weather games that have made for special moments as a sports fan, as a football fan. And that's relatively important to me. So let's run through the survey. If you haven't taken it, You can pretty much just type in Bills Stadium Survey and you can find it anywhere. But the first question it starts off with is, please indicate which area best describes where you live. I'm taking it as we go. So I live in Greater Buffalo area. Next. Provide your zip code. 14304. Next. Please indicate your level of interest in the following sports leagues. All right, NFL. Well, I do podcasting for the NFL on two podcasts, so I would probably say I'm extremely interested. NHL? Well, Buffalo's got a decent team. They're kind of slipping right now, but I'm moderately interested. NBA? Teams are too one-sided, not interesting at all. MLB? Not really interested. I've been to a couple Yankees games over the last couple years. It's been fun. Major League Soccer? Nah, not so much. Slightly interested. National Lacrosse League? Bandits are a fun time. I'm going to go very interested. College football? Yeah. I'm going to go very interested. UB had a really good year this year. College basketball? I live down the road from NU. Yeah, they've had a decent team. UB basketball is having a really good year. I'm going to go very interested. Okay, next. Do you or your company currently own season tickets for the Buffalo Bills? No, I cannot afford them. But have you ever owned season tickets for the Bills? No, I have not. Please indicate if you or your company own season tickets, not including a luxury suite or club suite, for any of the following teams. Yeah, no, none of those. It lists a whole bunch of local teams. Sabres, Bisons, Bandits, UB football, UB basketball, Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Raptors, Toronto Blue Jays, Toronto FC, Toronto Argonauts, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Toronto Rock, other please specify. None of the above. Have you or your company purchased single game tickets for the Buffalo Bills in the past 3 years? Yes, I can afford that. Approximately how many Buffalo Bills home games do you attend annually? I'm probably in the 3 or 4 department. I'm getting married in a couple weeks, and it's all downhill. So that's all I can really. I'm lucky I can afford 3 or 4 Bills games a year. Do you or your company purchase single game tickets for any of the following events? List all those teams I listed a couple questions ago. Yeah, I've been to quite a few games this year. Do you or your company currently lease premium seating, such as a luxury suite or club suite, at any of the following stadiums or arenas? Oh, man. These questions remind me how hard it is to, how expensive it is to be a fan of all Buffalo things. No. No, I do not lease premium seating. In general, please describe your attitude towards the Buffalo Bills. Extremely positive, somewhat positive, neither positive nor negative, somewhat negative, extremely negative. While it has been a rocky year, a rocky century so far, we've had one playoff appearance since the turn of the century. My feelings are actually somewhat positive. I've said that. You got to remain optimistic. We are lucky to have the Buffalo Bills here. No matter how angry you get with the Buffalo Bills, with their management decisions, with players, the personnel, anything like that, you have to stay pretty positive. So I'm going to go somewhat positive. I'm not extremely positive. But it's good to see that they are here and not in Toronto right now. So there's that. Please indicate your opinion on the following statement. I believe that the Buffalo market would support a renovation of New Era Field. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. I think so. I really do. I'm going to say strongly agree on that one. All right. Please indicate your opinion on the following statement. I believe that the Buffalo market would support a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. I have to strongly agree with that statement as well. I feel, and this is, there's two sides of the coin of this. The reason why I brought up the Indianapolis, the Lucas Oil Stadium versus New Era Field Stadium debate thing was there are pros and cons to a inside stadium, and there's pros and cons to the outside stadium. The outside stadium is a different kind of unique experience, what we all experience now. You get the different weather games. It's prime for summer events and can host, you know, host football state. Well, you can do that with both. But the outdoor experience is, like I said, it just feels like Buffalo. It just embodies it, embodies the spirit of Buffalo and all of its fans. But I do feel like an indoor stadium with retractable roof is the way to go. You could host events there all year. You could generate income. This is from an economical standpoint. You probably don't care too much about this. But if you do have the indoor stadium with retractable roof, you can run events there all year. And, you know, the concerts, and you can attract more to the area. So from an economical standpoint, however the heck you want to say it, I think a retractable roof stadium is the way to go. Let's see. I would support the Buffalo Bills in a renovated New Era Field. Yeah, there are some things that could be expanded upon, without a doubt. So I'm going to strongly agree with that. I would support the Bills in a new stadium. Strongly agree with that. All right, where do you think the best location would be if the Bills were to build a new stadium? Some interesting ones. Current location, Orchard Park, downtown Buffalo, south of Buffalo, east of Buffalo, or north of Buffalo? This is an interesting topic, too. As far back as when I was like a freshman or sophomore in high school, and to date myself, it's like 2005, 2006-ish, there was talks about bringing it to Niagara Falls. I don't know where those came from in hindsight. But I don't know. I feel like it has to stay in Buffalo. And I'll bring up Lucas Oil Stadium again. The traffic is relatively mild there, even on game day. You can't park within a certain... They pretty much have their block blocked off. So traffic was really a non-existent problem. The hotel we stayed at, we could walk there 5 minutes away, but there was no traffic congestion at all. Downtown Buffalo is a little different, although I've never experienced heavy traffic down there. Well, aside from leaving a Sabres game or the NCAA tournament that they had at KeyBank Center a couple years ago, I mean, it's relatively mild. If they could figure out a way to keep it in downtown Buffalo, but in a current low traffic area, I think that would be the best bet. There are tons of old factory spaces. Even, that factory that burned down a couple years ago, or that had the tire fire or something like that. It's kind of down towards Hamburg. It might be on Lakeshore Road. I think that would be the ideal location if they completely knocked all those buildings down and renovated that area. That would be, I think that would be just right. Somebody was saying the old Tonawanda Coke plant, which Tonawanda, New York. I think that's a little too far away for the Buffalo Bills, but I would say that Lakeshore Road, if that's the correct name of the road where that old factory is, but I consider that downtown Buffalo or maybe south of Buffalo. So, next. All right. Would you be more likely to attend a Buffalo Bills game in a renovated field? It won't change my opinion at all. I'm still going to go. Rain, sleet, snow, shine. I will be there. But a renovated stadium is definitely an attractive gesture. Would you be more likely to attend a Bills game in a new stadium? Definitely yes, stadium connoisseur over here with my two NFL stadium experiences. Please indicate your opinion about how important the following aspects of a Buffalo Bills game day experience are to you. They are extremely important. I think team performance is, I think it's very, it is important. You have to sell hope, and the team does a good job of selling hope every year that this is going to be a different team. Some people are super pessimistic, but Bills fans have endured a lot and are still buying season tickets at an incredibly high rate, and the Buffalo Bills organization knows how to sell hope. Tailgating, the best part, sometimes. I enjoy the tailgating aspect. It's good to get together with friends. I'm not about the putting people through tables stuff and some of the other crazy stuff, but a good cookout before the game, drink a couple beers, is important to me. So actually very, extremely important. Stadium amenities. You got to have stuff to do. Stuff for people to go. Stadium amenities are extremely important. Any stadium. Seat location, extremely important. I honestly, at the current time, I do not think there is a bad seat in New Era Field. It kind of depends on who you're sitting next to, because we know some fans can get a little too much. But seat location is extremely important. My personal favorite seat is I've only sat in it once, and it was during the New York Jets Thursday night game a couple years ago, and it was kind of the family section, very low-key, very toned down just right. I'm like the oldest 27-year-old you'll ever meet in your life. Seat comfort, if I got to sit on it all day, it's got to be comfortable. Experiencing the game with family and friends. I preach this on my other podcast, The Two-Point Conversation, all the time. Football is about being with family and friends. That's what football means to me, is being at a game with football, with your friends, with your family, sitting around a TV with your friends and your family. It's extremely important for me. Affordability of the experience, tickets, concessions, all that. Very, very important. The price of beer is outrageous at the Bills Stadium. And some of the other, even just water and other stuff like that. The price comparison between Lucas Oil Stadium and New Era Field is quite the difference. Beer is about $5 cheaper at Lucas Oil. Pop, water, all that stuff, it's made incredibly affordable. They do a good job of it. I don't know what the reason is, if New Era Field just hikes up the prices because they know people are there and they can't leave, or what, but there was a night and day difference between Lucas Oil Stadium and New Era Field's concession prices. Even the tickets were a little bit. It depends on what scalper you go through, Please indicate your opinion about how important the following stadium characteristics would be for a New Era Stadium, for a new stadium or renovated stadium. Seat comfort, yep. Sight lines. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say it's extremely important. Climate-controlled heated areas. I think it's very important. Lucas Oil Stadium, climate-controlled. It's a nice touch. Sometimes games are a little too hot, a little too cold. And I was at a game this year with the Chargers, and one of my friends, he's a little bit older, but he couldn't handle the heat. So I think it's very important to make that, an important feature. Restrooms, quantity and quality. Restrooms are nice if, when they're done right, if you're not, It's got to be clean. Sometimes the Bills bathrooms are a little too messy for my taste, but that's on people. Concessions, extremely important. Got to eat and see concessions. Ordering with the phone app. I think that's a pretty cool feature. I did it at the Bills game one time. My boss, through my regular job, he hooked us up with tickets, and they came to your seat and ordered, and I thought that was the coolest little feature, so you didn't have to get up at all. Extremely important. Scoreboard, video board. Bills actually have one of the nicer ones. I like how it's kind of, right, I think it's on both ends. Yeah, it's on both ends. Diagonal from each other. I think it's really nice how they do it. So I'm going to say extremely important. Sound system. The sound system is actually really quality right now at the Bills Stadium, and a continued one is good for me. Expanded concourse widths. Yes, extremely important. Parking. Yes, parking gets a little crazy down there sometimes. Tailgating areas, uber important. Ride sharing, pickup, drop off, doesn't matter to me. Wi-Fi, yes, Wi-Fi is cool. Cell service, extremely important. Family seating section, I think that's important for kids who want to go to the stadium and not have a beer dumped on them. Fixed retractable roof over stadium, I think that's extremely important. We're getting through there, guys. It's quite the long survey, but I think it's interesting. Every question that they ask, I think, is a important question. How often do you tailgate when you attend a Bills game? Every game. Next. Which of the following best describes your tailgating experience? I typically host my own tailgate. I typically join a friend's tailgate. Other, please specify. I'd like to host my own. How important are the following amenities for a new stadium or renovated new airfield? These potential amenities would be available on game days. Restaurants and bars, yes. Small music venue and amphitheater. I did like at Lucas Oil Stadium that they did have a small music venue. There's a giant horseshoe stage as people are walking in through the front gates. I think it's a nice little touch. New Airfield also does have that, although I've walked in a little bit later, maybe a half hour before kickoff, and there was nobody playing. Bill's Team Store. Looks great as it is. Bill's Hall of Fame, extremely important. Other retail stores, I don't care about none. I think every retail store there has to be Bills related. Yankee Stadium has the Bronx has a million Yankee stores, but there's one big Yankee store. It's all got to be Yankees related. Anything else is not worth it. Would you or your company potentially be interested in purchasing season tickets? 10 total games, 8 regular season, 2 preseason games for the Bills at a renovated season. Maybe depends on the price. Like I said, I am 27 years old and do not getting married in a couple weeks. I do not have a lot of money. Let's see here. Seating categories. We'd like to ask you your opinion on several different seating categories that may be offered at a renovated new airfield. In addition to general admission, season tickets, ticket buyers would have the opportunity to purchase premium seating products such as luxury suites, boxes, and club seats. We will also be asking about how your opinions may change with a new state-of-the-art stadium as compared to a renovated new airfield. Please assume that luxury suites would be the most expensive seating category, followed by the boxes, club seats, lower-level seats, and upper-level seats. Gives a whole bunch of information there. Interesting. Please indicate which seating options you may be potentially interested in purchasing. If applicable, please make multiple suggestions. Well, I'll probably never be able to afford luxury suites. I'm going to do all the upper and lower level, just the general seating. I like that casual fan experience. I personally don't care for the boxes. I really don't, so... Let's see. Oh, they're making me go through every one of those. Not interested. Okay, cool. Moving on. Please assume lower level sideline corner seats were offered at a renovated new airfield for $1,750 per seat per year. This would include one ticket to all preseason and regular season football games, 10 total games, along with the right to purchase tickets to playoff games. Would you and your company be likely to purchase a lower level sideline? I guess it depends on who you are. Me, personally, probably not. Please assume lower-level sideline corner seats were offered at a renovated new airfield for $1,500 per seat per year. Probably no. No, that's like a down payment on a car or something. Lower-level sideline corner seats offered at $1,250. Probably no. Lower level end zone seats offered at $1,250 per year. Probably no. I mean, it's a difference of opinion. There's really truly diehard Buffalo Bills fans that I'm sure will be willing to pay for this. And I think it's important, if you guys haven't taken this survey yet, to do it, to make your voice be heard and have your opinion count. Lower level end zone seats, $750 per year. That's not a bad deal. Maybe. I'll go maybe on that one. How many lower level end... I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to sell me something right now. It says, how many lower level end zone seats would you likely purchase? Go to, would you be willing to pay more for a seat at a new stadium rather than at a renovated new era field? That's an interesting question. Probably. There would have to be some vast renovations. Please indicate the percentage increase you would be willing to pay for a seat if it were at a new state-of-the-art stadium rather than at a renovated. Goes from 0 to 100. I would probably go 30. I'm going to go 30 on this one. All right, we're getting towards the end here. Please assume upper-level sideline corner seats were offered at a renovated newer field for $1,000 per seat per year. Would you and your company be likely to purchase? I mean, that's not horrible. I'm going to go maybe on that one. Upper-level sideline corner seats offered at $800 per year. Maybe. Upper-level sideline corner seats offered at $600 per seat per year. That's very reasonable, I think. How many upper-level sideline corner seats would you likely purchase? Two. Would you be willing to pay more for a seat at a new stadium? I feel like you just asked me this, but okay. Yes. 30. It's like asking a lot. It's a little weird here. But we're getting to the end. Upper-level end zone seats offered at $900 a seat per year. Maybe. Upper-level end zone seats at $700 per year. Maybe. $500 seats. Ooh, probably yes. Totally worth it. Yeah, it's a little redundant at this point, but we're almost done with the survey. Hope you're following along. Hope you get it. Go scout it out if you haven't taken it yet. It's important to make your voice heard. Okay, if you were to purchase a season tickets for the Buffalo Bills at a renovated new airfield, would you anticipate using your tickets primarily for personal use or business-related use? Probably be personal. Yeah. I like to go and enjoy games. I don't like to chit-chat. All right. This might be one of the last questions. Probably a few more. A limited number of general admission ticket buyers may be able to purchase access to an exclusive premium lounge that they could visit before and after games. The premium lounge would offer all-inclusive food and beverage, non-alcoholic private restrooms, televisions, comfortable seating couches, and other amenities not available in the general access areas of the facility. In addition to the cost of tickets, would you be interested in purchasing access to a membership-only lounge for the Buffalo Bills? Me, personally, no. I like being out there. The construction or renovation of many stadiums have been funded in part by the sales PSLs. Are you familiar with PSLs? No, I am not. PSL represents a source of funds that can be used to finance professional sports facilities and minimize the reliance on public revenue sources. Blah, blah, blah. Would you be willing to purchase a PSL to secure seats in the location? No. Many new stadiums and arenas are now offering social gathering places. These social gathering sections often do not include a seat with the admission ticket and are standing room only. Social gathering sections have views of the action and offer attendees the opportunity to socialize, mingle, and enjoy the game. A dedicated bar and lounge area would likely be associated with this type of product. Lucas Oil Stadium did a good job of this. They had several areas with seats. It kind of stuck out. It was actually mostly in the main lobby when you walked in. I have some great pictures of these on my photography page. I do a little bit of photography. of how just beautiful Lucas Oil Stadium really is. Prior to the survey, we were that the Bills were considering a renovation of New Era Field or the development of a new state-of-the-art stadium. Yes, I knew it was being considered. What is your age? 25 to 34 years. What is your annual? That's none of your business. Okay. All right. That is the completion of the survey. At the end, I ask you for your email address, first name, last name, and additional comments. So yeah. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, not just Bills football, but with Buffalo as a culture, as a city that needs income, you know, to keep things happening here. Buffalo has changed so much in the last 10 years that things will, things need to continue to grow and evolve so we have more things to do. I'll tell you right now, you know, Orchard Park, you know, New Era Field Stadium aside, I've never felt safer to walk down around Canal Side as I do at the current time. So I think things need to evolve in that aspect. But I don't want to ramble too much about the economics of it. My decision, if it were up to me, I would do the indoor stadium with a retractable roof. Yes, the outdoor stadium has had, gave me many fun gaming memories. But I think in the long run, it would change things. It would be a tough pill to swallow for a lot of fans to change stuff, but I would appreciate the indoor stadium. But my opinion does not matter. It's what you guys think, the listeners. My opinion is not the be-all, end-all. It is mine. I am entitled to it, and you guys are entitled to yours, and I will never say you're wrong for voicing your opinion. Never, ever. Remember that. But everybody, thank you so much for listening. I hope, like I said, I hope you do end up going to take the survey and formulate your own opinion. I'd love to hear some feedback from it. My Twitter is @Maverick, M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, 2 capital M's, 9-1, and that's on Twitter. I want to conversate with you guys about what you're feeling with the stadium, because, like I said, the stadium experience is very important to me, and one of my life goals is to experience a home game for every NFL team at some point in my life. When that'll happen, I don't know. But I want to hear what you guys' opinions are, and talk to me. Until next week, guys, this has been the Bills Wire Podcast. Go Bills!